And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD. Not what you think. It's called No Regerts. Yep, that's what I said. No regerts. Man, I feel like a Milky Way. Also, we're going to look at WALL-E. WALL-E. We're going to check that out. Your turn to speak. Don't forget that. And we'll close it with today's Facebook post. What was that?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. I will tell you now, forewarn you now, in both hours, politics are going to be a part of this. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open. Well, technically. Open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Wow, we have got a show for you. I'm telling you, if you're in your car, you have to buckle up. No, even if you're not listening to the show for a long time, you still have to buckle up. It's the law. I'm just saying. And then if you're at home, I hope you're sitting down. Unless you're standing up, you know, in a shower, then you can be standing up. Whatever's going to work for you. Let's get to the most important elements that we are going to cover. Number one, don't forget about Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. right here on KPRZ. Half-price tuition, school tuitions. You have that opportunity to have 50% off. It is in the month of May at this point. Schools start in August, some of them September, mostly August. If you're seriously considering doing private Christian schooling, take advantage. There is nothing weird about it. You don't get it every year, by the way. So let's say you go to a school and it's $4,000 and you pay $2,000 for this up and coming year. The following year, you pay the regular amount. This is just an introduction for you to try or to see if that private Christian schooling is the direction you want to go. It's pretty simple. You go to kprz.com and you click on the tuitions tab. Not much more to it than that. Don't forget Experience Israel with our very own Pastor Sean Thornton, going to be heading up the trip that takes place in November, and that's from Reuven Doran and Genesis Tours. Great guy. He'll be on probably five times between June and August because he's great to interview. And I don't know, was it you? Were you there the last time we did the interview? And I said, you know, are you looking forward to a corned beef sandwich? Was that with you? Oh, that was you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, see.
Yeah, and he goes, when I go to America, I eat a hamburger.
Yeah. Corned beef. I need a burger, you know? And then he really likes us because we like In-N-Out. So, you know, this works pretty simple. All right, couple things. The other thing I want to tell you, don't forget about my good friend Steve Wheeler, who is out there laying his life on the line. I'm not asking for money, so don't. Just stop. You guys already did a great job. I'm asking you to pray for him, specifically him and Coral in their safety zone, because they're in the red zones of where they preach the gospel. And the red zones are places where you have to be careful when you preach the gospel, because you don't know if groups from a village are going to come and attack the hut that you're staying in or the church that are there and burn it to the ground. So we just want to pray that Steve's safe and that Coral's safe. She's so brave. I mean, I just really appreciate her. But they take the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They help rural pastors financially, spiritually, emotionally, and in an educational sense, so that these rural pastors can be equipped and encouraged to keep on going and planting churches and leading people to the Lord Jesus Christ, even from faiths that are anti-Christian. It's a lot of bravery taking place that we don't always get to see. Whitefields.org is their website. Just check it out. Just go check it out. But at least, just as a favor, pray for them. Mention. Paul said, I mention you in prayer. How long does a mention take? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? Lord, I want to mention this person. Keep them safe. Okay, there you go. That was an example for those that don't know. All right, and then last for this little segment before we get into the actual DDD is what's bugging me, and we want to start this off by saying it's by E. coli termite and pest control, ecolitermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Get ready. Okay, I got it. There you go. All right, so this what's bugging me, we're going to do this, something we've never done before. And that is, Tugboat Todd is going to share what's bugging him.
You know, the old tugboat's pretty even keeled. I don't get too upset too often. But the other day, my lunch break, I went to good old McDonald's, because every once in a while, you know, those French fries, the Big Mac, you just have to have one. Maybe once a month I stop by McDonald's. And I've got, for years and years, I've ordered the same thing. The number one with a high C orange. And the lady on the speaker says, sir, we no longer carry high C orange. And I said, this store? She says, no, McDonald's is no longer carrying high C orange. And something about the way it was mixed at McDonald's, it wasn't the same as if you buy it at the store.
It was better?
Better. But no, I no longer can get
but
that.
It is so now it's, better gone. I mean, it's gone, as in like it's not
gone.
There.
No but, longer. Is that so bugging that's bugging you? Me. No yeah. one told me that I was no longer going to be able to get my high C from McDonald's.
So you had a high B, a high bugging going on because you can get a high C.
Yes.
Right. That's what's bugging us here at the David Spoon Experience. Let's get ready because we've only got so much time, so little air to fill. That's why you got to lobby and say, Professor, why? You got to give Dave an extra hour. Why? Do you think they'll give me more money? I don't. Anyway, I'm just saying. Well, here it is. No regerts. What do you got?
Regerts?
Sorry.
All right. That's from the commercial where the girl eats the Milky Way. And then she misspells regret. So I just called it no regerts. What do you want? I was talking to my brother the other day, and we were having a discussion. I mentioned him just a couple of days ago. And he was talking about the different things that the Lord is doing in his life. And we had just discussed how it was important to me yesterday, how it was important to me that his progress, you know, that he does well and that blesses me in the Lord. But when him and I were discussing and talking about, we had reminded ourselves of Romans chapter 11, verse 29. And you're thinking, well, Romans chapter 11, verse 29, what are we talking about? And that says, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. So what we were talking about is he spent a large portion of his adult life dismissing his gifts. And then when the Lord challenged him and called him to use those gifts, he thought, well, I've been so far away from, you know, operating in the kingdom, it's going to take me forever and a day to get to this place where I can minister, or it's going to take me forever and a day to get caught up into, you know, in today's, you know, ministry element with music and so on and so forth. And he was telling me that the most amazing thing to him that happened is that from the time he started back into ministry to right now, literally the other day, it is as though the Lord has given him an advanced course in music ministry. Things that he maybe heard of or thought of have all come rushing back into his life. So he's able to use these different things, these different gifts in different ways. And it's as though he never missed a beat. And I find that to be fascinating because the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. And it wasn't as though Billy, who's my brother, planned in his the beginning of his Christian faith. He didn't plan on going, I'm going to sit out for a little while. But it certainly is that the Lord knew he would take this time off. And instead of him not developing in his ministry like he thought, I believe the Lord had him in seminary preparing him for a re-entrance into ministry. Because God has never called anybody where he into ministry work. We're talking about New Testament, not talking about the flood, but we're talking about ministry work for the kingdom of God. He's never called anybody and then thought, well, that's a lousy person, and I'm sorry I did that. From the ministry of reconciliation, which took place of the death on the cross, to now, every calling and gift of God is irrevocable. In the administration and covenant of grace, the gifts and the calling of God in your life, they're irrevocable. You might be going, no way, I'm way too old. No way. You are nowhere. You way too old for God. I think I recall something about Abraham and Sarah thinking they were too old to conceive a child, and yet there was Isaac. So it's like wrong. And so that's the attitude that we have often is that, oh, well, I'm too old, or I'm past this time, or I've gone past that. Let me tell you, you are out there right now, and I am telling you as you hear my voice, you are not done. If you hear the trumpet between now and the end of the show, you're done here. Okay? But until you hear the trumpet for you individually, until you hear your name up to glory, you're still busy for the kingdom. And if you say, well, I don't know what I can do, it doesn't matter if you know exactly what it is to do or not. You present yourself to God because the Lord will use willing vessels. What he's not going to do is run you over with a paver so he can squish you in the ground and then tell you what to, you need to come before the Lord and go, here I am. Use me. Just like in Isaiah, the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable for you too. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 29. We're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Jason has brought such sunlight into our home.
Patsy Claremont on Focus on the Family Minute describing a humorous pep talk she gave her son, who she thought she'd sent off to school one morning.
A little while later, there was a knock at the door, and I opened the door, and it was Jason. I said, Jason, what are you doing here? He said, I've quit school. I said, you've quit school. You're 7 years old. You've quit school. Why have you quit school? He said, well, it was too long, it was too hard, and it was too boring. I said, Jason, you have just described life. Get on the bus. Well, I cannot tell you how many times the Spirit of God has had to echo that one back in the recesses of this mind.
A great story by a great communicator, and you can hear more from Patsy at familyminute.org.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Okay, look this way, everyone. Smile. Oh, I can't take the picture. I don't have any room left on my phone.
Then you've got to go through and start deciding which ones you can delete.
I can't get rid of these birthday pictures. Maybe these ones from the beach. No, there's no way.
You think you've got a lot of pictures? God has a photo album filled with every single moment of your life, the good and the bad. He doesn't need to delete any pictures to make more room, but he does delete all those sin photos the moment you ask Jesus Christ to save you, to forgive your sins. When you do that, the Bible tells us your sins are blotted out and your name is written in God's book of life. That means when you stand before God at the end of this life, he'll welcome you into heaven. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, those pictures of your sin will be your undoing and you'll be separated from God forever. You can learn more at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. And I should tell you, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at kprz.com. That is a great way to do it. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, and I will say it is so until he hears what I talk about. Then he might text me and go, I didn't sponsor that segment. I could just see this coming because we're going to talk about something unbelievable. Anyway, if you are in the market for selling or buying real estate, it's not a mystery on this show. We think you should talk to Sam. We think you should go to thinksam.com, check out his website. You can call him, obviously. You know, people sometimes call the station, and they say, who's that guy who was a Muslim who became a Christian? Here, I got three letters for you. S-A-M, Sam. Everybody knows who Sam is, okay? So if you don't know, I want to use the phone, and then I say his number too fast, 858-780-1SAM. And people are like, that's too fast. And then if I go 858-780-1SAM, and they're like, that's way too fast.
I go 858-780-1SAM.
You know what they say? I didn't have a pen. So it wouldn't have mattered anyway. You can go to thinksam.com. I think you're getting where I'm coming from there. And the idea is if you're buying or selling, you're doing anything in real estate, it costs no money, no commitments, no requirements to talk to Sam and just to get the lay of the land, get the feel for what's going on. See if this is a good, bad, indifferent, and he'll tell you, and that's one thing I like about Sam, that when we started our relationship 3.5 years ago, that he really hammered down. It's like, look, if you are not supposed to buy a house, I will tell you. Don't buy it. I could have used that about 10 years ago. I'm telling you right now. ThinkSam.com. And if it's not for you and it's for somebody else, then Tugboat Todd and I say,
send him a Sam.
There you go. That was a good one. Good job, Todd. Good job. You should give yourself a little tugboat plug just because of that one. Very good. All right, most people like a lot of what we do on the show, especially because about 80% of what we do has to do with teaching. And we do a few things that are goofy because I can't just teach for 2 straight hours. I wondered if I could ever teach in a college class. I mean, I pretty much have the credentials. And then I realized, well, if I control the class, then I can do the last 10 minutes on whatever I want. I can teach for like 35 minutes, then do 10 minutes on anything I want. Right? So I think I could pull it off, but I can't just do straight blah, blah, blah. I can't do straight blah, blah, blah anything. It's hard enough for me to sit through Star Wars without getting up and using the restroom or going to get candy. I'm just saying, it's hard. So let alone dive into the word, okay? So every once in a while, we'll get into some silly stuff, but we do have a requirement to cover some politics in some points
or as they say, current events. And we're going to do that and try and do that in a little bit of a sense of a wisdom. We're going to call this one Wall-E.
Wall-E.
That's right. It's from the movie. So the reason that I bring this up is I want to say this real carefully, and I want to be extremely respectful. The incident that took place in Manchester, as most people know, I do not typically comment on an event that takes place in the world immediately thereafter. The only time we've really done that, one significant time, that's when the school kids were there was a lot taking place, and the school kids got shot. We had focused on the family on there. That was a horrible thing, and I elected to wait until some of my emotions could calm down before I address it. So in the meantime, you know, people are going to make comments left and right. It took them about 10 minutes to politicize this particular event. It's a horrible event. The things that have been uncovered are unsettling in regards to the family connections and different things like that. And so as Christians, we are required to pray, and that is our greatest tool. We don't have a commitment to violence to advance our faith. That is not how we operate as Christians, okay? We go to spiritual warfare in prayer, because if you don't see this as a battle of good and evil, then it's possible, as Scripture says, you're not mature enough to discern between good and evil. And there's an issue there, because Scripture requires us, Hebrews chapter 5 and 6, that we have a maturity to discern between good and evil. And blowing up kids at a concert is evil. Don't tell me, oh, well, these people are misunderstood. This is not a misunderstanding. This is murder. And this goes way back, Cain and Abel being the first murder, and the Ten Commandments, which does not say thou shalt not kill. It says thou shalt not murder. There's a big difference. So in the midst of all of this, you have Hollywood people that always make comments. And I was just telling Tugboat Todd, if you gave a picture of this person to me and said, who is this, you could put $10 billion in front of me. I would have guessed. I just don't know. But apparently this person named Kate Perry or Katy Perry or whatever, she is well known amongst young girls. This is the same age of girls that were just murdered. Now, I understand that I think it was Bono from U2 said, hey, this is off charts. They're trying to destroy the very things we love as musical people and so on and so forth. In this woman's estimation, she came up with this statement, and I'll tell you why I'm bringing it up in a second. She came up with this. As much as you know, whatever we say behind people's back, because, like, the internet can be ruthless as far as fan bases, but the greatest thing we can do is just unite and love on each other and, like, no barriers, no borders, like, that's all we need to do to coexist. Now, what the problem is if you're a parent or you're a grandparent and your child is young and impressionable and influenced easily, the reason that that's a problem is this person can be seen as a role model. Here's what happened when she made that, and that was posted online. Thousands of people took a picture of her house. Just stay with me. They took a picture of her house, which is heavily fortified by fences and walls. So, I just want to make sure you get the hypocrisy. So, she wants open borders except for where she lives. She wants a wall. Now, I happen to be a person that believes that Scripture, and I talked about this in March, is exceedingly clear about walls. The wall in Revelation is one of the highlights of the New Jerusalem in Revelation 21:10-15. And we know that. We know that there's gates, and we know that there's walls, and we know that there's entry points. And in Ezekiel, there's Ezekiel chapter 40 and beyond, there's over 270 mentions of a wall. And Ezra and Nehemiah are two books dedicated to the building of a wall. And the temple wall from David and Solomon was completely walled off. And Moses talks about a wall when we're talking about Leviticus. And God put a wall around the Garden of Eden after man sinned. So the question is not biblically whether there should be a wall or not. If somebody just pick up the book and use their BFN, that's their big fat nose, and they read it, you'll find out from Genesis to Revelation, there's wall, 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 wall. And if you think that it's okay to say, no, open borders for everybody, everybody should come in, but then you fence off everything you do, you're a hypocrite. Period. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because you don't want your kids influenced by the mindlessness and nonsensicalness of this kind of person. If this person influences your child, it's not a good thing. That's why parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts and family matter. Because the media has tried to take over raising the kids and indoctrinating them. And if it's not through the media, it's through the liberal colleges that have lost their educational purposes to teach nothing but culture. I am telling you, the warfare is right at everybody's front door, and prayer is the great weapon with truth, the offensive weapon that we should be using. I'm just going to make this really simple. Don't let your kids be influenced by idiocy. There is no excuse for ignorance in between good and evil in these situations. None. And when we come back, if you think that was tough, I'm going to talk about the reality that it's your turn to speak. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The remedy for jealousy is thankfulness to God.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Allison Keita. Allison writes, I gladly agreed to babysit my grandkids while their parents went out for the evening. After hugs, I asked the boys what they did over the weekend. Both had separate adventures. Bridger, age 3, recounted breathlessly how he got to stay overnight with his aunt and uncle, and he had ice cream and rode a carousel and watched a movie. Next, it was 5-year-old Samuel's turn. When asked what he did, he said, camping. Did you have fun? I asked. Not so much, he answered forlornly. Samuel experienced the age-old feeling of jealousy. He forgot how much fun he had camping with his dad when he heard his brother excitedly tell about his weekend. All of us can fall prey to jealousy. King Saul gave in to the green-eyed monster of jealousy when the praise David received exceeded his. 1 Samuel 18:7 says, Saul has killed his thousands, and David his tens of thousands. Saul was outraged, and from that time on kept a jealous eye on David. He was so incensed he tried to kill David. The comparison game is foolish and self-destructive. Someone will always have something we don't or enjoy experiences different from ours. But God has already given us many blessings, including both life on this earth and the promise of eternal life to all who believe. Depending on His help and focusing on Him in thankfulness can help us to overcome jealousy. To get Our Daily Bread in print or ebook, visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Ready for a night of fun and laughter? San Diego Christian College and One-Eyed Possum Production presents Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live, a one-night-only event, Saturday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. Enjoy clean, family-friendly comedy featuring Taylor Tomlinson, the finalist in Last Comic Standing, and a special guest appearance from Comedy Central. Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live will be held at San Diego Christian College in Santee and emceed by Josh Lawson. VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now, starting at $25. Seating is limited. San Diego Christian College is offering a special discount to alumni and students. 100% of the proceeds from Charity is Fun Comedy Night will go towards San Diego Christian College student scholarships. Don't miss Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live at San Diego Christian College in Santee. For all the details and to purchase tickets, visit sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Some
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. So a couple people want to know, am I mad about anything? Nope, I'm not. Well, I'm still upset that the Red Wings didn't get in the playoffs. I don't know. You know, I mean, that does bother me. But am I mad because I bring that up? No, I'm actually just genuinely, as a human being, from time to time, I'm just disgusted. I'm just like, ugh, that's just like pathetic. And then, I'm going to do a teaching in the next hour that talks about this, this incredible mass of information, whether true or not true, that's being dumped on you on a regular basis that you are being affected by. Whether it has truth in it or not has no bearing to how it influences the culture. And that's a big problem because kingdoms change and cultures change and opinions change, but the truth never changes. And that's the thing that we really try to focus in on. And I think that every ministry you hear on KPRZ, in every ministry that is committed in the Salem Christian Teach and Talk, has got this mindset that even if the culture changes, even if kingdoms change, even if leadership changes, the truth does not change. And there are things in the truth that we encounter that we have to look at. And instead of like, I think there's a mindset that the church ought to like shut up and be quiet. And just think how that would have gone in Jesus's ministry if he's talking and all the older people, because he was in his 30s, and remember, he's still considered a young man in his 30s in the Jewish culture. What if the elders, not 40 to 60, because that's just a regular man, 20 to 40 is a young man, 40 to 60 is a man, and 60 and above is an elder. What if all the elders said, hey, Jesus, be quiet, sit down? And he would have said, okay. You wouldn't be saved. But, I mean, just think of that process. I want you to get that. Because there are things in our lives that we have to understand that there is a time to be silent, as Scripture says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, but there is a time to speak. And what's being created is the attempt to stop Christian speech in the public square. Don't kid yourself. In the private square. In any workplace situation, there are now rules against sharing your faith, even if somebody asks you. They can ask you about sports. They can ask you about anything. They can ask you about politics. But you can't ask about faith. Like, what is going on? And there's a mindset in the world, and it's important for me to communicate this, even if I don't do anything good the rest of the today, tomorrow, or any other time I see or look at radio. There's a mindset in the world that says, let's just get along, let's coexist, everyone's a child of God, it's all about peace, love, and flower power. And that, you get that on bumper stickers, they show all the symbols for the different faiths next to each other, and you just think, yeah, that's the way to do it. Except, yeah, Jesus says you're wrong. Now, either you're right and Jesus is wrong, or Jesus is right and you're wrong. You can't have both. Well, Jesus didn't say he's the only way. It's exactly what he said. It's not even a partial. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Bing! There's no space there. There's nothing there. I've got 30-plus verses right next to me, 1 foot away, that demonstrate it is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. But let me tell you about the get along, the coexist, everyone's a child of God. Doesn't that philosophy sound a little familiar to you? Doesn't it seem like it has some similarities? Like during the 60s, during the drug culture, right? Peace, man, peace, man. This is everybody's peace. Hey, Satan's not an idiot. He knows how to work a culture. He knows how to work a kingdom of men. John 5:17 says this. This is going to blow you away. This is the shortest verse you'll hear, but I want to show you a verse that's in the Bible more than you recognize. It says this in John 5:17. But Jesus responded to them. I want to make sure you heard that because it's only five words. But Jesus responded to them. But Jesus
responded to them. Did you know that in the Gospels alone, it says over 30 times, but Jesus responded to them? He said, throughout the Gospels, Jesus is like going, yeah, no, no. Yeah, no, it's this way. No, that's not right. No, that's incorrect. It's this way. He's responding. They're having these discussions, and Jesus is laying it out and going, no, that's not the truth. Hey, you heard it was written this way, but now it's this way. Oh, but what about this? No, it's this. And that kept on going for 3+ years. He did not get along. He did not coexist with several groups of people. In fact, in John, he said, you're of your father, the devil, in the Gospel of John chapter 8. Now, this is all about where people are spending eternity. And a true love for people is not a love that accepts other people's sins, but a true love is warning people of an impossible impending disaster, even if it's not popular and loved and appreciated by society. If you really love your neighbor, you would warn them. If you knew an earthquake was going to rip up your street and kill everybody on the street, I would assume you would knock on the doors and try and get everybody out before the earthquake took place. Guess what? There's an eternal earthquake coming, and everybody who gets caught in it is going to die, so to speak. And it's going to be brutal, and it's going to be ugly. Loving them is not saying, hey, stay on your couch, just watch TV, no big deal. Loving them is saying, get out of the house before it's too late. That's what love is. And if the society doesn't like it, I have these really important words for you. Actually, it's one. Ready? Tough. There's this mindset that Christians can't say that. Really? Jesus said that, all but said it that way, about 50 times. It's like, no, no, no. See, we can't live for the praises of others. Jesus wasn't quiet like a church mouse. Proverbs 28:1 says the righteous are as bold as a lion. I remember being in Bible college and going through this master's program. Again, people were like, well, Jesus was a pacifist. How many pacifists takes a whip and goes through a temple and clears it out? I haven't seen any. Have you? Oh, but that story is talked about in the Gospels. Well, that wasn't really Jesus. Right. And you're not really human. You're actually a Martian. I mean, it's like that's the kind of reasoning that you got going on. Jesus was not happy. And the scripture says that he turned over the tables of the money changers. And I know people are thinking these tables were like plastic tables, like bridge tables that your mom would play bridge on. Right. They didn't have those back then. They had big, sturdy rock tables. And Jesus was flipping the tables. And you have to understand, flipping a table means stuff went flying. And he's driving the animals out. This is not a pretty sight. Now, that is not an advocacy for violence. That's not the key. He did that because that was God's house, and they were turning it into a marketplace. And he was like, no, 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 we're not going here. Because that was the house of God, a holy place. But our warfare is a different process that Jesus has empowered us with. 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5 says, though we live in the body, we do not wage war in an unspiritual way, since the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but are powerful through God for the demolition of strongholds. We demolish arguments and every high-minded thing that's raised up against the knowledge of God. The weapon for the Christian is the truth. It's not whoever has the best argument wins. It's not whoever is the best arguer wins. It's that the truth will endure forever. And somebody's lie does not unseat God's truth. It's just that so many people are afraid to speak. But Jesus taught us, as the times are winding down, not to be afraid to speak, but to open our mouths, and the Holy Spirit will speak through us. There's no call for us to be quiet and say nothing. Saying nothing is not part of the biblical plan. Telling people is part of the biblical plan. Telling them the truth is part of the biblical plan. You don't got to be a jerk when you do it, but you have to tell. because not warning them is the worst thing that can happen. And maybe they'll reject it, and maybe they'll hate you, and maybe you'll be a societal outcast. But when you stand before God, you'll get the well done. And that's worth more than all the pats on the back from all the people ever. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. Peace is a subject near to the hearts of almost everyone today, but the fact is, an unbelieving world has never tolerated God's peacemakers. Christ himself often met with violent resistance. Paul's preaching frequently created conflict. Consequently, he spent much time under house arrest and in filthy Roman prisons. Everyone who proclaims the gospel will eventually meet with opposition because sin and falsehood have blinded people's hearts to true peace. That's why Paul warned us that all who desire to be godly will suffer persecution. You can avoid strife by remaining silent about the Lord, but a faithful peacemaker is willing to speak the truth regardless of the consequences. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
How do you know that you married the right person?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey for Thursday, May 25th.
The way a person can know they married the right person is if they can picture themselves with that person in 50 years.
I would say time. If the marriage would last longer than 10 years, then I would know I married the right person.
You know, it's easy for someone to go through tough circumstances in their marriage and let the thought nag them. Did I marry the wrong person? Let me encourage you, if that question arises, conquer it now. If you don't resolve the doubt quickly, it will hang like a distant storm cloud on the horizon of your relationship. Let me assure you, you are married to the right person. Your mate is a gift from God, and he wants your marriage to last. You may have gone against some biblical instructions in getting to where you are in your marriage right now, but the scripture is clear. You don't try to undo what you think is a mistake by disobeying God and getting a divorce today. One final thought. When you're faced with a situation that points out the differences between you and your mate, remember that they're God's perfect gift to you. God will help you learn to love and accept your spouse just as he is. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Want to make sure everybody recognizes it. Sometimes when we do the T-shirt, I get a little excited. It's true. Unfortunately, when I'm watching sports, I get a little excited.
I don't get excited when I'm watching a movie, a 3D movie. I get excited to watch the movie, but I get excited at sports. I have been known to be one of those, not somebody that is mean, but louder parents at like my kid's little league. You know, one of those that everybody goes, shh. And I just think that means rev up and be louder or something. Anyhow, I just encourage you. There's nothing to be ashamed of. The gospel is the greatest message ever. In Romans 1:16, it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, you should not be ashamed to be a Christian. No matter what the world tries to drop on you, no matter how they try to, it's like, look, I would agree if they had a heaven to put me in that their insight is super important, but they don't. And I want to go to heaven. I want to spend eternity with God. I want to be a place that has streets of gold. And because they don't have it, then their value of my their input into me is diminished. There's nothing wrong with that. I value what my parents told me. They were close and connected. I value what my kids share with me now. They're close and connected. I value what God shares. But if somebody comes along and goes, you should do it this way because it's politically correct, it's like, I don't care politically correct. It means nothing to me. That's like gefilte fish with lousy horseradish. I don't care. You give me gefilte fish, you give me good horseradish, or don't give it to me. That's how it goes. For those that understand, you understand. Marty would like that one. Anyway, what was that? Let's play that, and we'll do our Facebook post. What do you got for me?
Do you remember? No, I forgot.
Gotta play that again. Come on.
Do you remember? No, I forgot.
There you go. Now that that song is stuck in everybody's head, this is called, what was that? Psalm 106, verses 10 through 13. So he saved them from the hand of the one who hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them was left. Then they believed his words. Then they sang his praise. And they quickly forgot his works. Okay, watch this. So he saved them from the hand of the one who hated them. He redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them was left. Then they believed his word. They sang his praise, and then they quickly forgot. This is a pretty good picture. This is about the children of Israel that were delivered by the grace and the hand of God. They were delivered. How cool. They were saved from the hand of Pharaoh, and God had redeemed them from the hand of the enemy, and God had protected them, and they went through the water, and it was cool. And if you even watch the Ten Commandments movie, the real special effect on the waters being upright on both sides is fascinating. They were delivered, and after they were delivered from their adversaries, what happened? They believed. I love it. They believed. Yeah, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. And they praised the Lord. They were so ecstatic that God had freed them, that God had touched into their lives, that the Lord had blessed them. They believed. They were praising God. It was awesome. Then the next thing that happens, they forgot. It's just like, now watch. Tell me if you can relate to this, because this is, you know, the Lord delivered me, and I just, my faith was really high, and I think I sang praise songs with a deeper praise and a deeper commitment, and I was really, really connected, and then the next thing came up, and it seems like it's easy to forget that the Lord delivers us. We have a great surge of faith. We praise him. And then we forget what happened because we get into that next chapter. And in the next chapter, we for some reason don't apply all the things that we just went through. And we kind of go through that cycle again. This is not new to you as a believer. It is not unique to you as a believer. This has been going on for thousands of years. But it's written in Scripture, so maybe we can do a little better. So the goal is, if the Lord delivers you from something, if you're in a situation, if you're in a mess, or if it was a sticky situation, okay, and the Lord got you out, the Lord came through for you, you didn't know how it was going to happen, it took a miracle came, the Lord delivered you, and your faith surged, and you were even deep in praise, don't forget what happened. Remember that he who delivered you before will deliver you again. He will stand with you. He will not abandon you. He will continue to love you. The Lord doesn't go, well, I gave you the one miracle, and that's all you get. You know that's not true. Nobody has to explain that to you. We just need to do a better job of remembering that God delivers us, that we can use that faith and stand in that praise, and we don't have to forget what he just did. And he does it because he loves us. So let's show him our love and not forget and thereby insult him. I go with that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.